Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Derek T. Billups Sr., Financial Fitness with Derek T. Billups Sr. Thanks, everyone, for joining me. You're on the Poets Without Limits Radio. Again, welcome back to our evening show. Every Sunday, we're here every Sunday from either 8 to 9 or 8 to 10. Tonight, we're on from 8 to 9. I don't have any guests, so we're going to talk about a few things. And, of course, we're definitely now on our fourth week of the Financial Fitness Challenge. So those of you that have not been with us, we're now working on the Financial Fitness Challenge. Week one was your position. Week two was your credit score. Week three was your credit history. Now, I wasn't live last week. Had a great event at a church in Philadelphia, so we had an interview I had with the gentleman. So now we're going to follow back up from week three, which was your credit history, and then we're going to go to week four, and then we'll talk a little about what week four will be about, and then we'll move on from there. And we also, lastly, we had a chance to talk a little shortly about life insurance. We're talking a little about just kind of breaking down some life insurance issues and the difference between certain types of life insurance. So that's always important, and we always have a general and a small conversation about college planning, because this is the time of the year for our students and our kids, that especially those who are seniors, and even some juniors who are taking an active look at schools that they want to go to and they want to attend and where they want to go, whether it be in-state or out-of-state, when they go to private school or public institution. So what we try to do, no, we don't try to do, what we do is we spend the last 5 to 10 minutes just kind of reviewing some of the strategies and pertinent information that will help students get themselves together in an effort to go to school. And hopefully help the parents to get some information that they may need to help guide their kids. So we've got quite a few things to do here within the hour. So we'll go over the Financial Fitness Challenge. We'll just kind of review some of those life insurance areas. We'll talk about week four. Week four is kind of important, so we'll kind of break that down a little more than usual, but we will break it down, and then we'll give you an opportunity to do what you need to do for week four for yourself, and then we'll go forward. So I want to give you a little information about myself. Again, those of you for the first time joining us, I'm Derek T. Billups Sr., I'm president of the Foundation for Financial Fitness Incorporated, author of 2 books. My first book was Changing Your Condition, Not Your Position. My most recent book is Are You Making a Living or Making a Life? You can go and get those books on www.f4ff.net. You can reach me at financialfitness@f4ff.net. Also, you can call me at area code 856-577-2903. Just a little housekeeping as well. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, that's November the 3rd through the 5th, we're going to be at the Kingdom Empowerment Conference. That's 220 North 27th Street, Camden, New Jersey. St. John Church of the Apostolic Faith, Pastor Bert Wright. Again, this is going to be a high time. Kingdom Empowerment Conference, 220 North 27th Street, Camden, New Jersey. St. John Church of Apostolic Faith, Pastor Bert Wright. And that's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then I think they're going to have service on Sunday. Well, I know they will. But I'm going to be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I'm doing a workshop on Friday. I'll try to get you guys the time. Then the following Friday, November 11th, we'll be at the Authors Cafe in Philadelphia. That's from 7 to 11 p.m. And that's at the Collective Mike Arts Cafe, 5010 Old York Road, Philadelphia, PA. Again, the Authors Cafe in Philadelphia, 7 to 11 p.m., Collective Mike Arts Cafe. That's at 5010 Old York Road, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And again, that's Friday, November 11th, from 7 to 11 p.m. And then the following Friday, following Saturday, we're going to be, which is November the 19th, from 1 to 4 p.m., we had a Black Authors Conference. And that's at the Crown with Knowledge Book Club, 6303 Westfield Avenue, Pensauken, New Jersey. Again, November the 19th, Saturday, November the 19th, from 1 to 4 p.m., Black Authors Conference. And that's at the Crown with Knowledge Book Club, 6303 Westfield Avenue, Pennsville, New Jersey. So that's where we're going to be. Those are some of the things we're going to do. So be ready to join us if you can. And if you can join us, join us. We're looking forward to it. And we hope that if you come and when you come, you'll get to see some other authors and some other people. If you come this week during church event, I think you'll be blessed with that as well. So we're just looking for you to join us. Now let's get right to where we are now. And where we are was the Financial Fitness Challenge. And this is important to me because, again, it's an 8-week challenge. However, although it's an 8-week challenge, it's not something that what we want to do. It's not something that what we do is we try to help you to understand, okay, these 8 weeks is not the end of all. It doesn't answer all your questions, but what it does do, it gives you a roadmap, a foundation to help you. And that's what we really want to do. We want to give you a foundation to help you move to where you need to move. And that's what we're attempting to do. So just make sure that as we go along, you understand, okay, this is something I need to look at. This is something I need to work on. And then after that, then I can figure out, okay, what do I need to do? Who else do I need to talk to? And that's what you're going to find out shortly about what's going on in the fourth week. Because once you understand what's going on in the fourth week, then that can help pull everything together. So the first week was your position. And really what that was all about, it was all about you getting an understanding of your financial position. Where are you? And what we talked about is you understand, where am I? What do I need to do? Be honest. Be transparent. Put things on the table. Write it all out. Do whatever you need to do to be transparent about where you are financially. And that's the position you're in, your physical state, where you are, and what you need to do in order to try to get yourself out. But first, before you can decide what you need to do, you need to find out where you are, what position you are, what financial position you are. And then we just went to something specific. We talked about your credit score, your FICO score, what the number is, how did you get the number, how do you get to the credit bureaus, what do they do to help you, how do you find out your score, what does your score mean, how does it affect your life? So we talked about that. How does your credit score affect your life, good and bad? How can you change it? How you can make it better? How you can figure out why it is, where it is, and what do you do to make it better? So we talked about that. Then we talked about your credit history. And I gave you an example of your credit history being like you're in school. If you're in school and your teacher says you have a B, and you say, well, how did I get a B? I thought I was going to get an A. And then what your teacher does is then he or she then says, okay, this is, let me explain to you. Maybe you have four things or four areas that contribute to you getting your grade. So that may be your test scores, your quiz scores, your homework, and your class participation. So those four things, keep it simple, 25% each. That 25% each gives you your 100%. And maybe your test grades and test scores were good. Maybe your quiz scores and quiz grades were great. Maybe your homework was great. But maybe your class participation weren't as involved in it as you should have been. And so what happens is that then takes a little points away from you. And so now instead of maybe getting an A, maybe you get a B. And so that's your history. So over that three-month period or however long that marking period is, when it determines what your grade is, at that point, that's how you come up with your grade. Well, it's the same thing here with your credit history. It's a blueprint of things you've done over the past 6 months, over the past year, over the past 2 years, 3 years, however long you're looking at. And so what you do is you take that blueprint, and it helps you to understand why you are where you are in terms of your credit. And then, of course, obviously, it has a direct correlation with your score, with your credit score. So we can talk about that because we weren't on live last week, but it's important to understand that your credit history does have a correlation or will have a correlation in your score. So when you get your score, your history will give you an idea. So if you get your history, you say, okay, these things, I'm late, I don't pay on time, I'm missing payments. All those things start being and actually have a negative impact on it. Well, that negative impact will also have a negative impact on your actual score itself. So, you know, when we're talking about your history, and one of the things we wanted to do is we always attempt to spend a week of, so this is the week of your credit history, and we try to spend a little more, we spend a little more time on that actual week. So that's where we are right now on your credit, you know, your credit history. And so what we want to do is to make sure that you have a clear understanding what that credit history does and what's on it and what shouldn't be on it. You know, and when we say credit history, it is your credit report. So when I say credit history, I'm talking about credit report. So on your credit report, it shows things like your personal information, negative information, payment history, inquiries. And what we talked about inquiries. And remember, I had a gentleman on a couple months ago that was a credit special. And he talked about inquiries and family history and negative information. All of those things that obviously have an impact on your report, which is your history, which ultimately reflects in your score. And so when we talked about who uses it and why it uses things like lenders to determine your credit worthiness, insurance companies sometimes, employers determine ethical behavior and your company risk, we talked about that. So we want to make sure that you have an understanding of what's on there, how it impacts you. And we said to you, we're talking about the main three credit bureaus, the Equifax and Experian and TransUnion, how they allow you to get your credit report, not your score, but they allow you to get your credit report. And when allowing you to get your credit report on an annual basis, you can also go to annualcreditreport.com. So there's another way. So you have four ways to get your credit report or to see your credit history. Report is your history. It's like your report card from school. Your report card from school is a reflection of what you did. That's your history. So your credit report is a report card which demonstrates or shows you your history over that period of time. So depending on how long, how far it's covering at that particular time, then that's what it's showing. So what we want to do is we want to make sure as you are now, if you worked on your credit history, if you don't get an understanding, even though that was number three of the Financial Fitness Challenge, you get a better understanding of what's in the credit history, what do I do, how do I get it, things of that nature, how you get a copy of it, where do you go to get a copy of it, okay, things of that nature. So we want to make sure, and I continue to stress that, we want to make sure we want to get you to have a better understanding of where you are, okay? And we talked about position in the first week, credit score the second week, and now your credit history. So it's important for us to continue to be moving in the right direction. Again, I must reiterate, it's 8 weeks, and absolutely in no 8 weeks will this solve all your problems. What it does is gives you a blueprint and helps you to put some things in perspective. Then, of course, you can move in another direction, get more information, talk to other people, and decide what you need to do. But this I guarantee. When you finish the Financial Fitness Challenge, when you finish this challenge, it will put you in the right direction. It will steer you in the right direction. It will give you a lot of the information that we know that you need that will help you to focus on where you are. And that's the key. Okay? That's the key. And so, again, week one, your position. Week two, your credit score. Week three, your credit history, understanding what your credit history is, how it ultimately affects directly on your credit score. So when you get your credit score, if you get a low score, you can absolutely, absolutely know there are negative things on your credit report or in your credit history. Absolutely. There's no ifs, ands, and buts. If your score is low, then you know. If your score is high, then you know. There are less things on there that are detrimental to your score or deterrence or negative the higher your scores. It's just as simple as that. So we want to make sure that you clearly have an understanding of that. Then what we're going to do is that we're on week three, so we had the 3 weeks, and so what we're going to do, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about week four, give you some information on week four. Then we're going to talk a little bit, kind of review about some of the life insurance things we talked about, 4 or 5 minutes or so. Then we're going to take a break after that. Then we're going to come back. And then we're going to probably end the show with some information on, again, college planning, some more information. And I'm going to be redundant on some of this college information because I know. I met a family this week who had no idea what to do. And their son was a senior. Didn't really understand taking SATs, talking to counselors, just a whole bunch of things. So I'm going to be redundant on this because it's needed and we know it's going to be needed. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to a nice song. We're going to make things go a lot quicker. We're going to get some things moving, get a little excited. So here you go. Oh.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for this one? Here we go. Say.
Oh, look at what you've done for me.
Standing
once again.
Giving you
the highest praise.
And Lord, it seems
like yesterday
how you made a way.
For
Empowerment Conference, 220 North 27th Street, Camden, New Jersey, St. John Church of the Apostolic Faith, Pastor Burt Wright. Should be a great time. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday and Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. And then on Saturday, I think it starts at 9 a.m. So check my website out, check Facebook out. You'll be able to see that. Also, Friday, November the 11th, Authors Cafe, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 7 to 11 p.m., Collective Mike Arts Cafe. That's going to be 5010 Old York Road in Philadelphia again. So that's Authors Cafe, 7 to 11 p.m., Collective Mike Arts Cafe, 5010 Old York Road, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And that's Friday, November 11th. And then Saturday, November the 19th, from 1 to 4 p.m., Black Authors Conference. That's a Crown with Knowledge Book Club, 6303 Westfield Avenue, Pennsauken, New Jersey. Again, Saturday, November the 19th, 1 to 4 p.m., Black Authors Conference, Crown with Knowledge Book Club, 6303 Westfield Avenue, Pennsauken, New Jersey. Again, welcome back, everyone. Just a little housekeeping, a little more information so folks know where we're going to be and what we're going to be doing in the next couple weeks. So just always like to keep you up to date. Again, we went on week one, week two, and week three for the Financial Fitness Challenge. Now we're on week four. And week four is very important to me because it's what I base a lot of my strategy in terms of working and helping people in terms of their helping meeting their financial goals. And I know it may sound simple when I say it, but again, when you've been out and been in front of as many people as I have over the years, what you find out is this is what's really needed, your financial team. You need to make sure you have your financial team. And we're going to just talk a little about this, even though it's important. And the reason why we're going to talk a little about it now is because You're going to take the whole week, and those of you that are new to the challenge, you will find that what we do is we give you the challenge on Sunday. And then you spend the remainder of the week until obviously the following Sunday, you spend the remainder of the week, okay, meeting that challenge. That's why it's called a challenge. So we give you the challenge, and then you spend the rest of the week meeting the challenge. Sometimes, some issues, instances, and some situations, some of you may be stronger in areas that when we get to a challenge, some of you may be stronger in that area, so maybe you don't need to work as hard. Maybe you don't need as much information. Maybe you have it. Some other people may need the whole week to get that information. So that's why we give you a week, and then we come back and we talk about it. So what do I mean about your team? I mean the people that will help you succeed at, conquer, whatever adjective you want to use, whatever word you want to use, in meeting your financial goals. And what kind of people am I talking about? I'm talking about your financial advisor, your banker, your CPA, your attorney, insurance agent, credit specialist, so I'm just giving you, that's six I gave you, a financial advisor, a banker, a CPA, an attorney, insurance agent, credit specialist, mortgage lender, real estate agent. These are all people, professionals. That's just the name eight. You can add anyone else you want that you think that can help you meet your financial goals. Now, some of these people may overlap, but it's important that you have these people in place. And as you have them in place, of course, you don't always need them all at the same time. You won't need them all at the same time. But if you are improving, if you are striving to improve and to meet your financial goals, you will need them at some point. No doubt. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, changing jobs, retiring, saving for retirement, purchasing a car, starting a business, going into business with someone, leaving a business. These are things or situations that you will encounter as you move forward in either attempting to reach your goals, as you reach your goals, and when you reach your goals. Even in failing in an attempt to reach some of your goals, you will need these people. You will need these professionals to help you. So if you're listening, write those down. Financial advisor, banker, CPA, attorney, lawyer, insurance agent, credit specialist, mortgage lender, real estate agent, coach, business coach, professional coach. Coaching is becoming very popular now. And not just popular, necessary in a lot of ways. And I would even say mentor. These are professionals that you will need in your life that help you meet your financial goals. Because when I say your financial goals, they could be individual. They could be business, they could be family, they could be educational. So there's different goals, there's different financial goals. So as you're attempting to meet them and achieve, you will need professional people in your life. And I think that that's what's important here. So I'm breaking them down because it's important for me to make sure that you understand that you may have some of these people in place already. But what we want you to do is to make sure you spend this weekend solidifying who they are. Now, that's not as simple. And it may take longer than a week, obviously. Because that, you may not have the time to, you may have the time to call someone. But you may not have the time to sit down with them and really trying to get to know them and make a decision and fill them out, get referrals. Do the things that you really need to do to maybe feel comfortable with them. To say, okay, that's my person. You know, that's my real estate person. You know, that's my financial advisor. I'm going to use this person for my insurance. And when we're talking about insurance, we could be talking about everything. We could be talking about property and casualty. We could be talking about life insurance. We could be talking about disability, health insurance, depending on where you are. When we talk about financial advisors, sometimes financial advisors do some of those things. A financial advisor could be more someone that focuses on investing, stocks and bonds, you know, things of that nature, investing, hardcore things and that nature. So they may be different than your insurance agent, or they could be the same person. I'm not making a suggestion either way. I'm just saying that some of these things may overlap. The same person that maybe do your mortgage lending, maybe they also do some real estate, or at least they have a relationship with people. A banker can do some of those things. The bankers, now in banks, they have a lot of, they have people that do financial things and provide insurance and, you know, do mortgage lending. So sometimes, but you don't want to really do, I suggest that you don't do all things in one place. But at the same time, when you're comfortable, the more comfortable you are with people, the more things you do with them, the more you allow them in. But these professionals, just to name a few again, because you can, you know, you can add these people as you go along, because as you see their value, then you put them on your team. You know, as you see their value, you put them on your team. I change minds all the time. I look at minds all the time. Obviously, some things I do myself, but I'm not a CPA. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a banker. I'm not a credit specialist. I'm not a real estate agent. I'm not a mortgage lender. So those things I need in my life as well. So it's important. So as we move to week four, we want to talk about your financial team and how they will help you impact, survive, achieve, move towards whatever word you want to use again to help you accomplish your financial goals. These professionals will help you in that area. No doubt, they will help you to achieve it. So now it's important for you to start to spend this week focusing on bringing those people together. And again, start the process. I'm crystal clear, and I'm definitely sure that you will not be able to say, okay, I know this person, that's going to be, I know this person, particularly if you don't have any idea who they are. Because some of the things what we're going to do is you're going to go to friends, relatives, or someone else you respect and ask them to recommend someone to you. And just because someone recommends someone to you, that doesn't mean that you're supposed to just take their word for it and say, okay, that's going to be my guy, or that's going to be my girl, that's going to be my person. No, it's up to you to kind of fill them out. It's up to you to speak with them and talk with them, build a relationship with them, so that then you can do those things. And that's what I'm saying. Yes, you're going to spend this week, but you need to sit down and say, okay, this is who this is. This is who this is. I don't have that person. Who do I call to see if they know someone? Then maybe you get two or three people. And then you meet with two or three people. And you decide, okay, I like this person better. I have a connection with this person. And that's what we want you to do. And it very well, and I'm sure it does, take longer than 7 days to come up with that person. So we want you to make sure that what you're going to do is to find these people. As you find these people, these professionals, I say people, these professionals, as you find these professionals, bring them together. Then once you then get them, decide on them, choose them. After that, then what we want you to do then is then you start to focus on how do you use them, when you use them. And then we'll talk a little more about that, okay? So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little about the life insurance situation that we talked about last week. Just kind of review that just briefly. Then we're going to go right into the final, hopefully final session We'll talk a little about the college planning area. Again, this is a vital time, and if anyone remembers, I talked about November 1st being the early application dates for a lot of schools, so we want to make sure our students are ready to go, have the necessary information they need, and get moving in the right direction, okay? So we're going to take a short break, and then we'll come right back.
Hello, my name is Derek T. Billups Sr., President. Hello.
It erased my past.
Come on.
Caused my strength to increase. Restore life again. There's nothing like the word from the Lord.
Okay.
That shows me hope.
And what?
And reveals my future.
All right.
Now my view has all changed just because of
just
you.
Just because of
I
you.
Realize that my strength, oh, it comes from you.
Comes from you.
Now my days are brighter and complete because I know that you're always there.
About what's going on in the next couple days. November the 3rd through the 5th, Kingdom Empowerment Conference, 220 North 27th Street, Camden, New Jersey, St. John Church of the Apostolic Faith, Pastor Burt Wright. Should be a great conference. I'm saying November the 3rd through the 5th. I'll be there November the 3rd through the 5th. Also have a workshop on Saturday the 5th, but they'll be there also the 6th, Sunday, for service. Then Friday, November the 11th, Authors Cafe, 7 to 11 p.m., Collective Mic Arts Cafe, 5010 Old York Road, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Again, November the 11th, Friday, Authors Cafe, 7 to 11 p.m., Collective Mic Arts Cafe, 5010 Old York Road, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And finally, Saturday, November the 19th, from 1 to 4 p.m., Black Authors Conference at the Crown with Knowledge Book Club, 6303 Wessel Avenue, Pennsauken, New Jersey, November the 19th, 1 to 4 p.m., Black Authors Conference, Crown with Knowledge Book Club, 6303 Westfield Avenue, Pennsauken, New Jersey. Again, we just, those of you just joining us, went over quickly the Financial Fitness Challenge, week one, your position, week two, your credit score, week three, your credit history, and this week, everyone's going to work on their financial team. People like your financial advisor, bankers, CPAs, attorneys, insurance agents, credit specialists, mortgage lenders, real estate agents, financial coaches, mentors, anyone that can help you with your goals, with accomplishing your financial goals, that's what we want you to talk with. Now, last week or 2 weeks ago, we talked a little about your life insurance. And we talked just briefly about whole life insurance, universal life, term, and just what we attempted to do was to give you a better understanding of the differences between term and whole life insurance. Now, again, maybe some of you that are listening, you may know, you may say to yourself, I know that, I've been through that, I have insurance, I've had insurance, all of those things. Well, what we want to do is for those of you that know it, great. Those of you don't know it, you're here. So what we try to do is to break, and again, I don't use the word trying. Trying allows you to fail with honor. What we do is we help you to understand the difference. And one of the differences, and I like to give as an ex-educator, I like to give, well, I'm still an educator. That's all I do is educate. But I like to do is give you something to build things off of, something to compare. And so some scenarios. And so what you have whole life, I kind of bring whole life to like owning a home. You know, when you own a home, costs you a little more in the beginning. The longer you keep it, the more it's worth. You build up equity into the home. Equity means cash. You can use it for those things, or you can pass it on. So you can do certain things with that. And because the longer you keep it, it does have what we call cash value in it. You can use that cash value. The longer you keep it, the death benefit grows in a lot of instances with the whole life. So you have something that builds value on top of the actual death benefit. So it builds more value the longer you keep it, on top of the fact that there's a death benefit, and regardless of the death benefit, there's other avenues, other issues, other scenarios that you need, other value to it that you can use it for that can benefit you while you're living, as opposed to just, you know, for your family when you pass. So we want to make sure that you understood that. And then you have the term insurance. A lot of times there's different types of term insurance, decreasing term called level premium term, and then we have certain year term, what we call a 5-year term, a 10, 15, 20, 30-year term. So what happens is over the years, you can get a term policy that is only good for 5 years or 10 years or 20 years or 30 years, and at the end of that time, then that policy is over with, and some companies allow you to renew or start all over depending on the company. And I'm being vague because all companies don't handle things the same way, and that's why it's important for you to have to talk with a professional. That you just don't go and do something and just say, I want it that way. And so some of it is it's convertible term, it may be for a year. And then some people have decreasing term. Sometimes that's connected to a loan that you have. So you have $100,000 a mortgage and you have a $100,000 decreasing term policy. Obviously, every year, the more you pay on your mortgage obligation starts to decrease, well, your term decreases with that. And then when that's over, with the term is going, the mortgage is going, you don't have any more debt in terms of owing the mortgage company for the actual loan. What happens is then the insurance decreases and goes away, even though you may have other insurance to cover you and your family. And so that's what the term does. But the term is more like renting. Let me get back to my description. The term is more like renting. So, you know, when you rent an apartment or something like that, maybe you put a little money down. You put the money down. As you put the money down, the apartment is yours as long as you keep paying your rent. You pay your rent. apartment is yours. You stay there for 3 years. You stay there for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. However long you stay, you stay there. When you finish, you leave. When you leave, maybe you gave a security deposit. You gave that security deposit. They talked about it. They say to you, okay, let me go through. They inspect the place. Place looks just as good as it did when you walked in. Great. Here's your security deposit back. You walk away. Everybody's good. You don't have anything anymore. You had it while you were there, but you no longer have it. And that's how term insurance is in a lot of ways. Now, again, everything evolves. So does insurance, so does term insurance, and so does insurance companies. They're evolving. And what I mean by evolving, now they're starting to understand. A lot of companies now allow you to get some of that money back if you have a term policy. The longer you keep it, they'll start to credit some of the money towards it. If you want to convert it or change it to a permanent policy, some of them they use some of the cash, some of the money that you spent over the years. And instead of just saying you spent the money, you no longer have it anymore, kind of like a lease with option. You know, sometimes it's almost like a lease with option, okay, for lack of a better word. And then you can, so again, it's imperative. Then we start talking about whole life insurance, or what I call permanent insurance. And when you say permanent insurance, I use the word whole life, but I also want to say something about permanent insurance. Permanent insurance is a whole life. You may have single premium whole life, where you pay all the premium at one time. You have universal life insurance. Then you have variable life and single premium variable life. So again, those are all permanent insurance, which is only. And then you have term insurance, okay, and then you have, which is risk. But again, some of this whole term insurance issues start to change as well. So it's imperative that you speak with an insurance professional or a financial advisor, someone like that, that can help you get a better understanding of what you're buying, particularly because, again, different companies have different rules for their insurance, and that happens all the time. So just because one company that you may have and then you decide you no longer want it and you go to another company, they very well may have something totally different. So you want to make sure that the things that you have is what you want to have and you understand the rules of the game of that insurance. So it's just important for me, excuse me, because I always seem to come across people every week, particularly if I'm at a book fair or book signing or giving a workshop on the radio, just people who have some questions that many, many people may assumed to be trivial, but they're vital and they're important because when you don't know, you don't know. And so it's important for me to continue to talk about these things. I'm not trying to reinvent anything. I'm not trying to reinvent anything. But I'm hoping that I get new listeners and new listeners with new listeners. There's something that maybe they don't know, or they don't remember, or they don't understand. And if I can clear it up for them, clarify it for them, then that's great. So when they're there, if they're somewhere far from me and they can't talk to me or they can't meet with me, then they can meet with another professional. At least they have an idea of what they're going into. It's like when you go to buy a car. You know how someone, if you never bought a car before, maybe your husband or your father or your brother or your uncle or your sister, someone told you, say, look, before you go in to buy that car, know what kind of car you want. Now, if you have an idea, sometimes you don't really know what you want. You know how much you want to spend, how much you want to spend every month, what's your budget, and that's important, too. That's vital, obviously. So that's probably more important than knowing exactly what kind of car you want because you want to make sure because you can get tricked into spending more than you want to spend. You, no matter what kind of car you get or whatever, you want to make sure you stand in the same budget. So it's the same thing here. The analogy is that when you want to go and sit down and you want to talk to a professional, it's great to have some sort of idea of what you want to talk about while you're there. Now, you don't want to go say, I want to talk to a CPA, just I want to talk to you. But what do you want to talk about? You should have some idea of the reason why you're there. You talk to a financial advisor. What's the reason you're there? I want to talk about life insurance. What kind of life insurance? What do you want to talk about? You just want to talk about the amount? How much money you have? Do you have a budget? And those are the kind of things the professional is going to ask you. So make sure you come into it. And that's all I'm attempting to do right now is to give you a general idea of life insurance. And then you need to sit down with a professional so you can get very specific for your specific needs. There's no way I can know exactly what you need or what's best for you. I'm not sitting in front of you. I'm attempting to give you just an overview, a general view of what it is, and then you can then talk with your professional, and him or her can then help you what's best for you and your family, Okay, and that's what's important. And that's why we're on week four. Remember, we're on week four about your professional team, your financial team. And that's why we're there. So I think that what we need to do is to make sure that you understand these things, and then you get to sit and talk to a professional. And when you talk to a professional, they will then help you to make the necessary decisions and hopefully the correct decisions that will best benefit you and your family, and then hopefully help you also meet your financial goals, okay? And so what we want to do, and we have about 13 minutes left, we're going to take another quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to end with the whole college thing for the end of the day. So it's important. So we're going to take a quick break, stand up, about 3 minutes or so. We're going to take a stand up. We'll have 10 minutes when we come back. When we come back, we're going to end this thing, and we're going to hopefully get some information to these young men and young women. Parents, if you're listening, that way you can take this information, sit down with your child, help them, if they're junior, even if they're senior, help them make the right decision. So we're going to do that. We're going to take this last break, and then we're going to come back and end it.
Come on, y'all ready for this one? Listen.
Because of
us, yeah.
We are
come on now. Sometimes it gets heavy.
Again, you're on the Financial Fitness with Derek T. Billups Sr. November 3rd through the 5th, Kingdom Empowerment Conference, 220 North 27th Street. Camden, New Jersey, St. John Church of the Apostolic Faith, Pastor Burt Wright, November the 11th, Friday, Office Cafe, 7 to 11 p.m., Collective Might Arts Cafe. That's 5010 Oyuk Road, Philadelphia, PA. And then Saturday, November the 19th, from 1 to 4 p.m., Black Authors Conference, Crown with Knowledge Book Club. That's at 6303 Westville Avenue, Pennsauken, New Jersey. So, again, you can go to www.f4ff.net. Check out my website. Check out the calendar. Get the information that you need. Follow along. Come support if you can, when you can. Also, financial fitness at f4ff.net. That's my email. You can always call me, 856-577-2903. Message me on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. So we want to end this evening, as I said, I always want to end, probably for the next month or so, if not for the next couple months, because it's going to go all the way to April or May. So this is important. And the importance of understanding these young men and young ladies, how they can get in school and what they need to do getting in school. And again, I'm going to be redundant on these next few months because I think it's important. The application process. We talked about this, understanding the process in terms of completing this application. And one of the things we want to do is to make sure now is that application process is to complete it early. Is to find out, get those schools that you want to attend. Find the schools you want to attend. Get the application. You can go online. You can go to a college fair. Get those applications and complete those applications and find out when is the first date they will receive or accept those applications. It's imperative that parents, you make sure that your kids get those applications and get them in. And I know that some of these applications, there are fees with those applications, but if you can go online, if you can go to the school if you're close enough, if you can go to a book fair, I mean a college fair, something like that, where those colleges are there, particularly if it's a college that your student wants to go to, your child wants to go to, get them there because they'll waive those fees. Next is getting those applications and complete everything on that application. Don't leave anything off because the more you leave off, they're going to send it back to you. When they send it back to you, then you got to start all over again. And if you don't have to start all over again, then you may go back in the queue, as they say. So maybe you've been the first person in there when they're reviewing there, you may wind up being the 100th person that they're reviewing now. So make sure that you get, when you get the information, make sure that you complete the application, put everything on there. If you're not sure, talk to someone. Talk to your parents. Talk to your guys. Talk to someone that can help you make sure that you complete it properly. Let someone review it. Then send it off. Just don't send it off and then all of a sudden it's coming back to you and you say, wow, what do I do wrong? Remember, look for waivers. Look for waivers if you need it. Okay, so make sure you do that. Okay, and as I mentioned, if you can go to the school, go to the school. Complete the application there. If there's fairs, college fairs, churches, and libraries, and at the school itself, in terms of your high school, I'm not talking about the college, but at your high school, at a church, at a library, a recreation center, community center, there's always college fairs somewhere. Check them out. Find out. Call the schools that your kids want to go to. Have them call the school and say, look, are you going to be in my area? When are you going to be in my area? If I come and I complete the application I sent in, will it be too late? Will it still be a part of the early application area? That's what you want to make sure. That's important. That's important. That getting that application is important. Now, what do you want to do then? Now we're trying to pick a school. So even before you were attempting to pick a school, the location of school is going to be in-state, out-of-state. You know, does it have that major, my major, the interest that I want to do? I mean, does it have the things that I want? I mean, does it have sports? I mean, does it have a drama club? Does it have a great science club? I mean, what is it that you're looking for in a school? Not just the location. I mean, one of the things that I've learned is the more I speak with parents and kids, one of the things I find out, one of the first things that a lot of times comes to their mind, or their concern is obviously cost. And a lot of times, the decision to send a kid to school sometimes will come down to cost. Where they go comes down to cost. So whether it be in-state, out-of-state, whether it be public or private, a lot of times it comes down to cost. And cost is vital. So we can't overlook cost, particularly if you have to pay. So now we have to strategize with picking a school. Am I going in-state, out-of-state? If you find a school that you really want to, remember when I talked, when I had the whole session, the whole show on college planning, one of the things we talked about, get an opportunity to visit the campus. Any of the schools that you're interested in, I mean, that you're truly interested in, do everything in your power to visit the campus. And don't visit on a Saturday or a Sunday, because most campuses, kids go away. If it's a big-time school that has a big-time athletic program, and there's not a football game going on or a basketball game going on, not a home game, the kids go away. They go home. They travel. They go to friends' house. They go back to their homes. So the best time to visit the campus is during the middle of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Why? Because those are the middle of the week. Those are the days. Why did I say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Because Monday, some kids go away. They don't have, maybe don't have a class on Monday until later in the afternoon. So they don't get there until later in the afternoon. Maybe some kids don't have classes on Friday, so they leave Thursday. Because they don't have a class on Friday, and then they can go away from Friday, Saturday, so they have a longer weekend. Especially if they want to go home, and their home is a little further away, they get a chance to go sooner and spend more time at home. So you want to go Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and you want to go first thing in the morning, 9 to 10 o'clock. And you want to go and stay there and hang out from 9 to 3 or 4 or 5 in the afternoon. Because now you're going to see kids going to school, coming back, eating lunch, coming back, eating dinner, things of that nature. You're going to see the true activity. And if there's a sporting event that you can stay for, go to that. Look at the camaraderie, the student spirit, the school spirit, things of that nature. So you want to make sure you do that. And, of course, you want to make sure you start looking at the financial aid package. Yeah, how much does it cost? Talk with your guidance counselor. So, I mean, we just hit the surface. But right now, the key is finding that school you want to go to, picking those 5 to 7 to 10 schools you want to go to, find out where you want to go, get that application, complete that application, and start getting that application. Those are the things you're going to do right now. Those are the things you're going to do right now. Because it doesn't make a difference where it is or how much it costs. If you don't get accepted, it doesn't make a difference. So where it is doesn't matter. How much it costs doesn't matter, because if you don't get accepted, it doesn't matter anyway. So what we want to do is find the schools, pick the schools. Why are you picking them? Because they have the main, for the most part, they have the major you want. Now, I know some people say, I want to go to California. If you live on the East Coast, I want to go to California, so you want to go to school in California. You don't care what school it is, as long as it's in California. Well, that's your decision. But ultimately, it will come down to whether or not they have the kind of major you want, where you want the area you want to study, and the cost and things of that nature. But we want to get that application in, get it completed, get it in early, get the information completed properly, get accepted, and then we start to strategize. That's why you want to apply to more than one school. You want to apply to more than one school. So you want to make sure you get all those things in place. Okay? So again, this is Derek Keith Billups, Senior. Got Financial Fitness with Derek T. Billups Sr. on the Poets Without Limits Radio. Again, we want to thank you for joining us. Remember, Financial Fitness Challenge, week one, your position, week two, credit score, week three, credit history. This is week four, your financial team. Work on putting your financial team together. Join me this week, November the 3rd through the 5th, at St. John's Apostolic Church, Apostolic Church of Faith in Camden, New Jersey. So join me. And we want to thank everyone for joining us this evening. Have a blessed week. Have a financial fitness challenge week. Have a great week.